Let's go to Lori in Knoxville, Tennessee. A sleepwalker. Lori, go ahead.
Hey.
Hi.
First, I want to say thanks for taking my call, and you are just so lovable, and I'm a little nervous, so I might fumble my words.
So are you sleepwalking as we speak?
Oh, no, no. I work nights.
All right.
But I've always, like, when I was a kid, I'd sleepwalk all the time, and sometimes it will coincide with my dreams. And my mom, I mean, I remember waking up on the front porch bawling because I thought she kicked me out. She said that I would periodically run away from home, and I'd pack my bags and leave, and I'd sleepwalk. And finally, one night, she was like, well, I'll lock her out. That'll wake her up.
That's how you learn, right?
Oh, yeah. And then we started catching on. And, I mean, I would have dreams about people beating up my brother or whatever, and I would wake up, like, beaten on the couch, you know, trying to defend my brother. And so sometimes it would, like, coincide. And it happened a lot when I was young. And as I've grown older, it doesn't happen as much. But now it's like every now and then I'll, like, wake up in front of the fridge, like, not eating bonbons, but, like, those chocolate-covered cherries or something in my sleep.
When I was younger, if somebody tried to wake me up, I would always wake up swinging at them. It was weird. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I punched my mom a couple times. She used to send my brother in because I'd swing. And they learned to, like, grab my feet and shake me and jump back or something, you know?
Well, now, do you still sleepwalk, or are you done with that now?
Oh, no, I still do every now and then. It's just not nearly as often. And in the teenage years, it actually formed who I am because I'm pretty honest now. Because in my teenage years, you know, when you go out and you do things you're not supposed to or whatnot and sneak back in, my mom would come in and just sit down and start talking to me. And I would sit up in bed and look at her and tell her everything I did. I always thought she was psychic because I was like, how does she know? The next morning, she'd always be like, so did you have fun at blah, 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 you know, doing this, doing that, that you're not supposed to be doing. And I would always be like, how does she know?
Moms, Lori, always know.
Oh, I know, but she'd come talk to me in my sleep, and I would sleep talk to her, and I would tell her everything I did.
They do
and
that
so it got me,
all the time.
Yeah, it got me in trouble, but it also made me very honest because I was like, well, I can't hide it, you know. If you're going to talk to me in my sleep, then I'll be honest there. I might as well be honest now, you know.
I love it. You know, there must be millions of sleepwalkers every night. Right now, probably listening to the show. Sleepwalking. Let's go to the Skype line. Tim is in San Bernardino, California. We'll check him out. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, George. Nice to, honored to talk to you.
You too.
You're coming in.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Okay, good. I had a sleep experience. I have a couple of things I want to talk about, actually. But I went to go stay the night at my uncle's, right?
Yeah.
And I got there and he wasn't, the doors were locked and I couldn't stay the night, but I ended up sleeping on the porch. But I woke up and I was driving back to my my old apartment. So I was actually sleep driving instead of sleep walking.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. But I was actually turning in like I knew where I was going. But
well, you know, a lot of people do this. I have driven on the highway before and I can't remember how I got from point A to point B.
Autopilot?
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Like I know there was a stop sign back there, but did I stop?
Yeah. All right. Thanks.